This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance today in an American courtroom on narco-terrorism charges. He was captured by U.S. forces in a nighttime military operation over the weekend. Joining me in studio this morning is Daniel Hellinger, Professor Emeritus of International Relations at Webster University and an author and editor of several books on Venezuela. Thank you so much for coming in studio with me this morning.
My pleasure to talk with you and your audience.
So, you know, in a nutshell, to start us off, what do you feel like our listeners really need to know about the situation in Venezuela?
Situation in Venezuela is very hard to read because we can see that there have been large anti-American demonstrations in major cities. On the other hand, Mr. Maduro was an unpopular president, and so it's become difficult to actually gauge the public reaction in Venezuela overall. My feeling is that people still in Venezuela feel very strongly against the military intervention on the part of the United States.
Whenever this happens, I know the concerns are always that it's going to destabilize a country. What do you see happening right now in Venezuela?
Well, you've got a president, Delcy Rodriguez, who is probably one of the more level-headed people that was in the Maduro government. But she's kind of vacillated at times, taking a very hard stance against the invasion and highly critical, as I think is fully appropriate, toward President Trump. And then on the other hand, talking about looking for ways to cooperate with the U.S. And the big question here is oil. For Venezuelans, oil is kind of the lifeblood of the economy. And even ones who are very strongly against Maduro are likely to react very negatively to any implication that the United States can come in and, as Trump has put it, take back our oil. They think of it as their oil.
Now, when we look at oil, this obviously will impact relationships with other countries in the region and across the world. What do you see as that impact?
Well, I tell you, a lot depends on how seriously the Trump regime is in their threats to take out presidents in Colombia and Mexico, for example, and to seize territory in Greenland. This could bring about a very wide response, not just through the hemisphere, but throughout the world. And in particular, since they've talked about having American oil companies go back in and essentially saying to other countries in the world, well, you can't pump oil. China has assets and it has oil fields in Venezuela. So does Russia. And so do a number of European countries as well. So if the U.S. is going to say only American companies can go in and pump oil out of Venezuela, it's like we're going back to the 19th century when essentially a colonial power could say, we want this colony's treasures and no one else can come in and do anything economically relevant within those countries.
What about Venezuela's ties to Cuba and the relationship with the United States?
I think Secretary of State Rubio, his main target is not Venezuela. He wants to bring down the Cuban regime. The Cubans lost at least 32 personnel, probably in the security detail of Maduro. And of course, they've had a hard time getting oil. Venezuela's a sovereign state. Cuba is a sovereign state. Venezuela wants to provide oil to the Cuban government, which is its right. The Cubans, however, are going to be even more hard-pressed as they have been. I mean, they've created some of their own economic problems, but you know, this boycott, this embargo against Cuba that the United States has unilaterally imposed since the Kennedy administration really has strained the Cuban economy, and one wonders how long it can continue to resist.
Many people are comparing this to the ouster of Manuel Noriega in Panama. Any similarities?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some similarities. Certainly, that was a form of kidnapping, a lot of us feel. And he was brought to the same court in New York to be tried. I think in the case of Noriega, this was in the 1980s when the United States was on an anti-communist crusade in Central America. And Noriega was playing both sides. He was playing he was working with the Sandinista, leftist Sandinista government. He was supportive of the leftist rebels in El Salvador. And at the same time, he was actually working with the CIA in helping the right-wing forces in those countries. Actually, they exported drugs to the United States. So that's different in this case, but the CIA has been operating in Venezuela at least since June. They've openly admitted that, and there's some very strong similarities in this situation.
Finally, I guess for our listeners and for you, what questions do you feel need to be asked over the coming days and weeks?
I think we have to ask, what is going to be the overall response in Latin America? If this expands into some sort of campaign in Colombia against the elected government of and legitimately elected government of Petro, and even to Brazil, and especially to Mexico, I mean, if he is serious about starting to undertake military operations in Mexico, it will destabilize the border. It will destabilize the relationship with our closest neighbor. And I think that has to be watched carefully. And then we have to sort of look and continue to watch in Venezuela to see what happens and whether or not Delcy Rodriguez, the new president of Venezuela, has the ability to sort of to run the country. Then one last thing I'll bring up is what's going to happen with Maria Corina Machado. She was the opposition leader. There was a stand-in for her in the presidential election that Maduro obviously stole. She cannot be happy about being kind of put on the sidelines by the Trump administration. Frankly, I think if she were to get in power, it would be even more destabilizing. But nonetheless, that's not the way she sees it. And it could get very messy if she and her supporters also, it'll be just a morass because you'll have her supporters on the right, and you'll have the remaining Chavistas on the left, both very upset with the government for different reasons. And that could get very messy.
Professor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
That is Professor Daniel Hellinger, Professor Emeritus of International Relations at Webster University.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.